Excerpt 10. So then, when the divine word had made its home among them, the power of Simon was extinguished, and immediately was destroyed along with the man himself. And so great a light of religion shone forth upon the minds of Peter's hearers, that they were not satisfied with merely a single hearing or with the unwritten teaching of the divine proclamation. But with all manner of entreaties, they besought Marcus, who was a follower of Peter and whose good message is extant, to leave behind with them in writing a record of the teaching which had been passed on to them orally. And they did not cease until they had prevailed upon him. And so, they became responsible for the writing which is called the Good Message According to Marcus. And they say that the envoy, when the fact became known to him through a revelation of the Spirit, was pleased with the zeal of the men, and authorized the writing for reading in the assemblies. Clemens has quoted the account in the sixth book of the Outlines. And Papias, the overseer of Hierapolis, agrees with him, saying that Peter mentions Marcus in his first letter, which they say he composed in Roma itself. And they say that he himself indicated this by referring to the city metamorphically as Babel in these words: "The assembly which is at Babel, chosen together with you, greets you, and so does my son, Marcus."